You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has committed $106 million towards improving safety and training within elderly residential homes. He says the government will introduce legislation to establish the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission, a new regulator to audit and assess providers and respond to complaints. Mr. Morrison has allocated $16 million to the commission, which he describes as a tough cop on the beat, a move that comes after a string of scandals in the aged care sector, including incidents where staff were found to be physically and verbally abusive towards residents.
It's important that senior Australians live with dignity in their retirement. Now, all of us have our own experiences, parents, elderly siblings, others that we know and we love, and the one thing we want for them is dignity.
Mr. Morrison has flagged aged care as one of his top priorities and says a new $40 million fund will help support facilities in regional communities with grants of up to $500,000. The opposition is unimpressed. Labor Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek says the boost doesn't make up for past cuts.
This government cut $2 billion from aged care, and now they're throwing in a few million extra, and people are supposed to applaud them. If they think that people will forget $2 billion worth of cuts when they throw in $16 million for some little program, they are absolutely kidding themselves.
Labor's spokesperson for ageing, Tasmanian MP Julie Collins, says the Prime Minister slashed money from aged care and used it as an ATM to prop up his budgets when he was Treasurer.
For him to go out today and pretend he's the friend of older Australians just does not wash. So whilst we welcome some action, it is too little, too late from this government, and older Australians will not be fooled.
But Ian Yates from the Council of Ageing is more optimistic. He says the new measures will mean aged care providers will be on their best behaviour and help stamp out dodgy operators.
It's really a step forward to have all of this in one place. And to have a regime of unannounced visits means that providers really are going to have to be on their mettle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, because they will not know when the agency, when the commission might turn up for a visit.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.